Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 89 on August 19th, 2014. So this podcast is going to be all about product. And what I mean by that is a number of weeks back on July 12th, I went to the Anime show. Now, I know there's a bunch of people out there who are listening who are going to go, wow, I didn't know Ruby went to anime shows. And that's not what I'm talking about. Anime is the acronym A-N-M-E, which is the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo. So this is a pretty fun place to be because this is where you get to see all the new products and get to touch base with the manufacturers, ask all the questions that you want. And I went to this with two people, with Tiffany, who owns EnticeMe.com. EnticeMe is the home party business with body-safe, non-toxic toys. And also, she has the online boutique, who I market through as well. So Tiffany and I and my daughter went, because my daughter is a partner with me in our home party toy business. So that was kind of fun, because part of what happened for me was that I got to touch base with people I know from going to conferences already. I got to see Tom Stewart of Sport Cheats International and his lovely wife, Kimberly. And it was always kind of fun when I saw somebody I knew, introducing them and saying, this is my daughter. Because I think it's a little rare for mother-daughter, or maybe, I don't know if there's any dads and sons that are into businesses that revolve around adult novelties and sex toys. But they do a double take and kind of are a little surprised when I introduced her as my daughter. But we had a really fun time there. There was a whole bunch of stuff. And I also got to see Metis Black of Tantus. I crossed paths with Hernando Chavez, had a lovely long conversation with him, and I saw Ashley Manta, sex educator who works for the Pleasure Chest. So there's all kinds of way cool stuff that I have to tell you about. But first, let me diverge onto something that has been an issue lately, which is the whole podcast and where to download it and how to listen to a thing. Now, as many of you know, I got shut down for about a day not too long ago, because when I put my podcast number 87 out, I think, so many people wanted to listen to it streaming from my website that it almost crashed the server. And I share that server with other people. I have a package with a hoster who took me down for about a day because it threatened to crash that server, which would have crashed many, many other people's websites. So I had to do something different. As opposed to letting people stream it from my website, I started directing them to iTunes. Now, there's some options here, people, but one of the coolest things that happened with all this is last podcast you heard me wax poetic about Dogcatcher, which is the podcast app that I use on my Android phone. And a couple of tech guys stepped up to the plate, and I really appreciate you guys writing in and gave me some information for the rest of you out there. Okay, here is one from Jim. The way I get around iTunes is to click on the link, Pegging Paradise Podcast number 86A. This is the one he was talking about, which opens an MP3. I right-click on it, and it opens Open or Save option. I save it to download file and can play it through Windows Media Player or any portable MP3 player. For example, Zune Player can download the saved file for remote play. So as long as you keep the link found after your listing of the program items mentioned for that podcast, there is an option for those of us non-iTunes people and other kinky freaky people. So what Jim is talking about is I kind of tricked you guys a little bit, and so now like the trick's out because I'm going to tell you how I tricked you. And normally you would click on that link at the top of the blog posting that says, like Pegging Paradise podcast number 86. And it would immediately click into a player which would stream it from my website. Okay, that link is now at the very bottom of the post and it's in very small print. You can still stream it if you absolutely have to, but the reason I did it was because of what I just talked about, so I don't crash my website. And the big link directs people to iTunes. Okay, we all know iTunes sucks. So here are some other options. But what Jim was talking about is if you go down to that little tiny print at the bottom of the post, you can right-click on it and download it, and that way you're not streaming it from my website. You're downloading it quickly, and then you can listen to it at your leisure and it's on your computer. So that's an option. Thanks, Jim. I hadn't thought about that. And then we got another guy. He is a friend of mine in DC who wrote in, and here's what he had to say. He actually had a lot to say. I recently heard the show where you complain about iTunes, so I figured I would write this message to help out. iTunes sucks dick. But luckily, on every mobile platform and desktop platform, there are other ways that even the most non-technical of listeners can subscribe and download the podcast. You recommended Dogcatcher for Android. While I use this occasionally, and it is a very feature-packed app, it is quite bloated and difficult for non-technical users to understand. I recommend Pocket Casts for Android. Every feature that you described as a benefit of Dogcatcher exists in Pocket Casts, and the interface is more minimalist and easy to understand. You can tell Pocket Casts has had UI screenings, that's user interface, screenings on average users, whereas Dogcatcher is likely made by a developer trying to fit his own needs and not designing for the user interface for the common man to understand. On iOS, which is iPad, iPod, iPhones running 6.0 plus or 7.0 plus, I recommend iCatcher. It is the most feature-packed app, and it is the most reliable. It has the benefits of iTunes Search. That's how it looks up shows. It uses the iTunes directory without being bloated or annoying. The developer is always quick to help with any questions, and I personally use this. Old devices I recommend run Downcast. Instacast also works. You guys all taking notes out there? Because he's not done yet. This is obviously the tech dude. Okay. Mac, I recommend Downcast. Well built, like iOS, no need to deal with iTunes BS. Windows, I don't use Windows, so I can't recommend anything. I've heard good things about GPodder. That's just a G in front of P-O-D-D-E-R. But Windows users might need to stick with iTunes until Downcast ports their app. Linux. Linux users shouldn't need help finding the podcast. This is true. Anybody that's running Linux they don't need tech help. Stitcher. I don't recommend Stitcher because they insert ads into content creators' shows. So for all of you that are kind of like the app shoppers and checking out to see what you can do, that's a rundown of a whole bunch of them there. So if you have run across any of those and had any questions, perhaps this man helped out with his comments. I did check out GPodder. I went and took a look at that because I thought, well, if I wasn't downloading it to my phone, maybe I could download it to my desktop if I was one of those people. And there are a bunch of really good reviews about GPodder for Windows, PC. So that might be a cool thing if that's kind of where you find yourself. I'm still using Dogcatcher because I got it all set up for myself, but it's good to know that there's something less bloated and easier to understand. And I don't know, I didn't check, but I think it might be free because, as I told you, I paid like $4.95 for Dogcatcher. But I don't know. For me, the coolest thing is like I have all these podcasts, I subscribe to them, and my phone magically retrieves them and has them waiting for me to listen to. For me, that's still like magic, okay? Because I was one of the people that bought the very, very first Android phone for like $400 freaking dollars. So part of me is still back there going, whoa, I can actually do this. You know, I can actually have one device that functions as my phone and my clock and my iPod and, you know, all kinds of different things like that. So there you have it. So hopefully that helps to anybody that had some questions about how to avoid the vicious iTunes. So thanks to the tech dudes, and thanks to my listeners for your patience. We do all seem to be united in our dislike of iTunes, and eventually I will be hosting on a larger server, and I'll be able to once again have you guys listen to my podcast streaming from my website at will. But right now, probably not a good idea. Okay. These things that I'm going to talk about that we found, we're going to go right... Okay, so let's talk about all the cool stuff that we saw at the anime show. And all of this stuff, of course, is going to be available on the website. Because, you know, what's the good in telling you about it if you don't know where to find it? But I'm going to be real specific about who the manufacturers are and things like that, and all the things I liked about it and why I liked it. So let's go for it. So at the beginning of the show, one of the first things that I found and really liked I talked to this handsome German guy with this lovely accent, and he showed me this thing called the Hydro Douche. It's made by a company called Bathmate, just like it sounds. And I think looking at their company website that their main product is penis pumps, and don't really have any feelings one way or the other about that, but don't market them. And this, though, what he had and showed me was a thing that you can use in the shower to clean yourself out. Now, they call it a douche. I suppose you could use it vaginally as well. But of course, you know why I liked it is because everybody's always asking me what's the best way to clean out and get ready for pegging. So let me describe what it looks like to you. Basically, it is a fairly decent sized tube. It looks to be like acrylic. I'm not really sure what material it is. One of the things I do know is that every component of this is made from medical grade material. So it ensures really safe, hygienic, use. Okay, so you've got this clear tube, pretty good size, then that's what the water goes in, and has an open top to it. And there's a strap that hangs around the top of the nozzle of your shower, right? So you fill it up with water, you're hanging it over your shower nozzle or the pipe, and then there's a tube that comes out the bottom of it, and there is a lovely multiple position clamp, just like the ones that you see in the hospital, actually. And that clamp allows you to regulate the flow to exactly how much you want. This whole thing is gravity fed, okay? Because there are products out there, at least one, that you can attach to your shower nozzle and actually have water pressure behind it. Now, I've always thought that that was kind of an odd thing, because I guess what I thought was that you would take this thing and stick it up your ass, right? Well, not good to have water pressure. No, no, no. So when I questioned somebody about that, because there are guys who rave about these things, I can't remember what company makes them. They said, no, you don't put it in. You just put it on the outside. So, okay. Then what I'm picturing is there's this pretty decently strong flow of water, and you're putting it at the outside of your rectum, and you are trying to get some in there, but not all of it, and not stick it in and get just enough into where you can rinse out your rectal area. That sounds really kind of dicey. So that's why I liked this so much, is because it is gravity fed. So there's no force of water behind it. Now, the clear tubing goes down and attaches to a 9-inch silicone nozzle, and it's detachable, so it's long and it's thin, and it's got a little bit of bulb at the end of it. None of this is very big, but what's cool about that is the 9-inch long allows you to have enough length to get it where you want it. If you want to just rinse out the rectal area, then you're golden. If you want to go further up and put water into your colon and give yourself kind of a rinse out while you're in the shower, that you can do that as well. The lovely part about it, that part of the apparatus being silicone, is that it's completely sterilizable. And since it detaches, it's great. You can boil it and throw it in the dishwasher, do whatever you want. But the cool thing about the gravity fed, and that you fill it up and then that is your water source, is what's filled up in the tube, is that there's no temperature changes, in case you have one of those showers that has temperature changes when someone at the other end of the house either takes a shower, does the dishes, does the laundry, you get the point. And there's no pressure changes either. So that gravity feed is awesome. Now, at the end of the nozzle, it actually is multidirectional. So it kind of has two streams that goes out to the side. And what this does is it makes sure that you get like the 360-degree clean. I'm going to post a video on the blog, and what I'm going to try and do is to section out the part about the Hydro Douche, because the video that I found, the last part of it is about the Hydro Douche, and it's an excellent little video to learn it and look at it and see what it's like. But the first part of it's all about the penis pump, so I'm going to see if I can separate that out. But if not, the Hydro Douche starts in at 3:14. And when you watch this, I thought it was hilarious, because there was this really young, boyish, hairless chest, handsome young man who is the model in the shower showing how this thing works, right? And he fills it up, and the video is very explanatory and it's done really well. But when you get to the point where it's like, okay, so you loosen the clamp up and the water flow starts, he just takes this nozzle and he's like putting it all over his chest and his neck and his chest and his neck. And I'm like, dudes, you know this is not what everyone uses it for. So the disconnect at the end of the video I thought was pretty hysterical. I mean, okay, maybe they couldn't have shown him actually putting it into his ass, but I at least wanted to see his face when he reached back and put it into his ass. Of course, that's one of my favorite things to watch, but anyway, you get the point. It's a cool little video to watch, and like I say, I'm going to try and section out that Hydra douche stuff, but my forte is not video, it's more audio, so we'll see what I can do. It is versatile. You can use it as a douche for vaginal after sex. Like, imagine you have sex, you want to go somewhere, and you're one of these women that just really doesn't like to have the cum coming out of you if you have, well, okay, that presupposes that you either use lube, which is going to be still coming out of you, or that he comes inside you. And if those are your situations, if you want to rinse out after sex, this is very easy to use and very simple to use. Now, previous to this, I had always recommended a rectal bulb syringe. And you can get those at just a regular drugstore, and they're pretty inexpensive. They are a little bit difficult to fill up, and they are a little bit difficult to use. In terms of envisioning using this, this is much, much more simple to use. Certainly, the rectal bulb syringe is sufficient just for rinsing out the rectal area. This thing is like the Cadillac of cleaning yourself out. It totally is. And I do want to mention also that there are other kind of cheap rectal bulb syringes that are sold by name brand novelty manufacturers. And what I mean by that is this. You will find that if something has to do with the sex community, that they will take a normal thing that you can get somewhat inexpensively, put their name on it, and sell it for more. So what I saw was a rectal bulb syringe that had a different retailer's name on it, and they sold it for like twice as much. Now, the stupid thing about this one, and this is the only reason I'm telling you this story, is because I all want you to be careful and not buy this kind. It had two pieces. So it had the bulb syringe, and then it had this little sort of hard plastic nozzle that you stick on to the end of the bulb syringe after you fill it up, right? Yeah, don't get one of those. Do not get one of those. Can anybody see why right away? I mean, what's wrong with this picture? You want to only put anal safe anything in your anus and your butt, okay? Which means that this little piece that goes on to the end of the syringe, no, you don't want to stick that in there, because what if it comes off the end of the syringe? This is like really bad. So the kind, if you're going to get a rectal bulb syringe, that I recommend is the kind that you just get in the drugstore. It's just all one piece, and it is, I think it's rubber, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not really sure. So that's the cheap way to clean yourself out. Now, because the rectum, okay, I'm going to quote one of my favorite people, Ashley Manta, sex educator. And she also has a new podcast out called Carnal Copia that you might want to listen to. She does that with Katie Mack, and it rocks. I think they've done three of them. And I'm having a great time listening to these guys talk about all kinds of things. So Ashley Manta, on one of her last podcasts, was talking about anal safe toys and that whole concept. And I have to quote her, because here's what she said. She said, okay, the vagina is like a cul-de-sac, okay? You go in and you can't go anywhere else. You know, the vagina is a cul-de-sac. The rectum is a highway. And it's true. It is absolutely true. So make sure you only put safe toys in there. So getting back to the Hydra douche, that's why this thing is so cool, because it has the perfect thing at the end of it to facilitate the easiest clean out of your rectum. It's just, yeah, it's very, very well made. Thank you to the handsome German man for showing me his new product. And I'm going to have the links to every single one of these things that I'm talking about. Two of the other links that I'm going to have are ashleymanta.com and also the link to her podcast. You might want to check it out. So let's move on. The next place that we went to see in the anime was the Sport Sheets booth. And the way coolest thing about what Sport Sheets now has out, the thing that I got the most excited about, was Sport Sheets took a fair amount of trouble. In fact, I believe they actually consulted with the lovely Ashley Manta to develop a line of plus-sized harnesses. Okay, this is something that's really needed to be done for some time. This has been an issue because the fit of a plus-size harness is going to be a little different. So they came up with three different ones, and they're so pretty. The kind that we liked the best had kind of a lace corset style in the back with a ribbon lace-up, and it's red lace, and it's got a ribbon lace-up in the back that actually is functional, so if you loosen up that ribbon, it's going to be a little bit bigger. It is sized and designed really well. It's got like satin fabric, and it's covered in lace. So it's a four-way adjustable straps, and it fits sizes 12 to 30 and adjusts up to 72-inch hips. So these harnesses can only be used with a dildo with a flared base. They are not made for double enders. And it includes interchangeable metal O-rings, a 1.75-inch and a 2-inch. They also have a channel for the bullet vibrator. The whole thing is designed really well because they have a little pocket for the bullet vibe for those women who like to put the little bullet vibe in there to get the clitoral stimulation, and it's a place to put it in the harness. It is machine washable, this red one. It's awesome. And I think the thing that I was really impressed with as well is that There are fasteners, okay? Tethers, I think, is what they call them. There are fasteners, and where these fasteners are, like the buckles and things, they're positioned in such a way where you're never going to get those pieces rubbing on you. You know, there's pieces of fabric that are specifically placed between these buckles and fasteners and your skin. So it's kind of guaranteed to be really comfortable. The straps are wider, the ones that go around your legs. The harness itself is wider, so it gives it a lot better foundation. So the three of them are this red one that has the lace-up back, and then there is one that has like this gray satin covered by a black chantilly lace. That one has a lace-up in the back, but it's actually not a functional lace-up. It's a decorative lace-up, and it's shaped just a little bit differently. So you can take a look at the two and see what you like. And the last one is actually a PVC fabric. It's like a vegan leather type of look, and it's black, of course. And the other two are washable, and the vegan leather one is like a wipe clean type of one. But they're all, you know, depending on what your style is and what you like, totally amazing as far as finally doing something that doesn't just make the same type of harness bigger. It actually caters more to the shape and needs of the plus size woman. So yeah, excited to see those. Those were totally awesome. What else did we see at the Sport Sheets booth? Oh, this is like my kinky side. Check out this. They had a spreader bar. It was awesome. It's very affordable. It's anodized aluminum, and everything that they make it out of is nickel-free. It expands from like 28.5 inches to 37. Now, what it's got is clips on each end that can be used with wrist, arm, or ankle cuffs. And it also includes a middle clip for attachment. So you got the clips on the end and the clip in the middle. It does break down for easy travel. And it's hoistable. Okay, that's an interesting word I don't use very often. Hoistable. So you can actually take that thing and attach someone to it and pull it up into the air. So if any of you do that, buy it and do that, send me pictures, please. Okay, what else did we see? Okay, so let's talk about another booth and another spreader bar, since we're talking about spreader bars. I had a lot of fun. Well, my imagination had a lot of fun at the Liberator booth. Liberator is an amazing company that makes all kinds of sex furniture type things. Cushions that are just exactly what you need to position someone over to have wild and fun multi-positional sex. And let's get back to the spreader bar, though. This is called the Talea, T-A-L-E-A, spreader bar. So this is another spreader bar, but this one is like total top of the line. And here's why. First of all, they call it the Talea, and that actually is from the Latin word meaning rod. What it does is it offers you all of the advantages and fun and playfulness of the spreader bar and functionality, but it has additions and things on it that make it softer to your body, kinder to the person being restrained, if you will. And it's really in a class of its own. What it's got is a foam bolster that attaches around the bar. So what this does is prevents uncomfortable or even injury-related things where you've got this really hard bar pressing against different parts of your body. It actually can provide comfortable support under the knees or under the head. And if you put it under the hips, it can give a slight pelvic tilt because it's not that big of a bolster. And what it's got on the ends of it are leather, these are optional, these are additional, leather wrist and ankle cuffs with snap clips and nylon extenders and tethers that give you all kinds of ways that you can experiment. So I think that the person at Liberator should actually get one of the people who did these illustrations should, and perhaps it wasn't the illustrator, it was the person who came up with all of the different positions of what you could do with this spreader bar, who totally deserves a raise, I swear. Envision this, if you will. I'll do my best to describe some of these because this thing has got a whole bunch of different uses. Part of the reason it does is because it's not just a bar. It's a bolster wrapped around the bar. So it's almost a combination of a spreader bar as well as the bolster, which is like the Liberator furniture that they have. So what it does have is places to hook your ankles and wrists at each end, okay? But there is no, the last one, the more less expensive one that we talked about had an attachment in the middle. This one does not have that, but bear with me and listen to these descriptions, okay? Think about a woman kind of in doggy style, but this bolster is sort of pushed between her legs. So it's kind of holding her butt up. And then you've got the fasteners on her ankles and her wrists. So her face is kind of down on the bed, her butt's way up in the air, and the bolster is like between her calves and her and the bottom of her butt. And he is standing on the floor behind her. So it's like side of the edge of the bed type of thing. So if you followed that, great. Here's another one where she is face down on the bed, and the bolster is under her hips, and she's got both wrists attached to the ends of it. He's holding her ankles up and doing her from behind. So, you know, I'm totally switching the genders on all this, but I'll continue. Another one where she is on the edge of the bed and on her back with her legs up and ankles kind of on his shoulders, and the attachments are on the ankle cuffs, and then the bolster is actually around his back. So this would hold her legs up. That means nobody has to hold the legs up, which would be really kind of a way cool, interesting thing. And of course, you know, for pegging, oh my gosh. Yeah, I totally need one of these. And then just the simple on her back with the bolster right up under her butt, which raises the pelvis up a little bit. And again, her wrists attached. Last but not least, this one is rather innovative. Her laying on her back with her legs straight up and attached to the ends of the spreader bar. He's actually holding the spreader bar as if sort of doing a bicep curl with both arms and hugging it to his chest. And once again, it looks like he's standing on the floor and she's on the edge of the bed and he's holding this bolster up and fucking her. So there you go. And that, you know, I mean, you know, limited to your imagination, there you go. But you can get the spreader bar by itself, or you can get it with the kit that has the luxurious leather cuffs to go with it. Many of you who are into the kinky stuff might already have the cuffs, so you can get it either way. It's truly a luxurious purchase. And with stuff like this, it's sure you had sex for a long time and done a bunch of different stuff to where you've put pillows under hips and stuff like that. But Liberator has shown me that when you have the right furniture, oh my gosh, it can make all the difference in the world. So this is a really lovely combination between the right furniture and a totally cool BDSM tool. Restraining tool. There you go. The fabric on the bolster. I forgot to mention, is a faux leather that wipes clean, so fairly easy to clean, and it says something about how it's nylon bonded to withstand tears. What I assume that means is that nylon bonded is you get a little bit of a tear and it's not going to totally rip and ruin, and it's a zip-off cover. Okay, more from Liberator. Now let's talk about the furniture. Now this is a French word, and I actually went to Google Translate to find out what the word meant, what they named this piece of furniture, and how to pronounce it, because I wanted to pronounce it right. So if you're speaking decent French, I don't even know if I can call this pronunciation decent French, it's oubir, and it's spelled O-B-E-I-R, and it's a spanking bench. What oubir means is obey. Surprise, surprise. So it's called a spanking bench, and it kind of looks like a little bit of a stair step, just a little bit of a lower shelf and then a higher shelf. And it's big enough to where you can lay someone over it in a number of different positions. You know, forget the spanking part. Just being able to have something comfortable to where you can put it on the floor and have someone on their knees with the larger part of their body over the upper, the higher step, and leaning over it, and then you can do them from behind. I mean, there's all kinds of different possibilities. They had a lovely chart there that I got real fascinated with, because like I say, when I look at these things, almost invariably they are done with the genders reversed with what goes through my mind, because I'm like the pegging woman. So I look at the charts and I'm like, oh, you could do this. Oh, you could do that. And I have a lot of fun with that. This one really inspired me. It is a beautiful piece of furniture. Not only because it's like this cool thing that you can do a bunch of positions over, but okay, here comes the other part. There are fasteners on it to where you can fasten cuffs on it. So you can use it not only as a piece of furniture to position yourself, your partner for, to have the pegging or sex or whatever you do. You can use wrist cuffs and use it as a restraint device as well. It has built-in D-ring attachments for that restraining. And I love what they wrote about this. It says, the Ubir spanking bench provides the perfect platform for deviant delights as well as inspiring positioning. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And also, you know, when you get these cushions and you do stuff like this, it's just easier on your body. It's awesome. So yeah, highly recommended. That is also going to be put on my wish list. And this item does also come with the optional inclusion of the leather cuff kit, just like the Tilia spreader bar. Okay, now we're going to go over to Tantus. It was really nice to see Metis and take a look at some of the cool stuff, the new stuff that they have. One of the things I liked a lot, even though I haven't had that much opportunity to try them out, they are getting totally rave reviews, are their cock rings. Okay, they're making silicone cock rings, and there's four different kind. The very first kind is like a super soft, and it's very stretchy. And it is stretchy enough and soft enough to where even if you already have an erection, you can stretch it enough to put it on, okay? And then beyond that, and that's sort of a one-size-fits-all, if you will, because it is so stretchy, then they have three different kinds that are a little bit more serious, I guess you could say. There's the beginning, the intermediate, and advanced. So beginning is a larger diameter, intermediate is a little smaller, and advanced is even smaller. One of the things that's important to know about these, Meta says, is don't forget the lube. When you're putting them on, you want to lube up the inside of that ring. And you want to put in one ball, then the other, and then the penis, okay? That is what a lot of people don't pay attention to, a lot of men, when they're putting these on. And certainly when you get to the advanced one, you want to do this without an erection, and maybe even the intermediate. Now, you can look at the beginning, intermediate, and advanced as two different things. You can look at it as intensity, because it could indeed be that. But also, goodness knows, men are all different sizes. So let me give you the measurements here. And this is the inside of the rings. The beginning ring is 2 inches in diameter. The intermediate is 1.875. And the advanced is 1.75. So they do stretch a little bit, but not nearly as much as the super soft stretchy one. So we're going to have all those on the website. And here is why I'm going on and on about them. A cock ring, what it does is it holds the testicles down and keeps the testes from contracting, thus slowing down ejaculation, okay? And here's the coolest part. The constriction takes orgasms from about 6 seconds up to 45 seconds. This is what they write on the write-up on the website. So, and I've read the reviews, and yes, I hear this echoed quite a bit, that it really lengthens the time that the man feels the orgasm when he does have it. So you want to put the lube on the inside of the ring and put one testicle in and then the other and then pulling the cock through. And I would highly recommend these for all kinds of play, all the time. Just have some fun with it. Another thing that is also a ring but is not intended to be used around your cock that Tantus is offering is brilliant. I think pretty much everybody who does any kind of strap-on play, even if you are a lesbian who does lesbian strap-on play and you just happen to be listening to my podcast, silicone O-ring pack. Here's why this is important. The closer that you can match up your O-ring, if you have a harness with interchangeable O-rings, of course, this is the only way that you're going to need this. The harness with interchangeable O-rings will facilitate the use of a very wide variety of sizes of dildos. And that's the coolest thing about them. Certainly there are other harnesses out there that do not have interchangeable O-rings that this doesn't matter to. But the closer that you, for the harnesses that do use them, the closer you can match the diameter of that O-ring to your toy, the better it's going to hold it in. It won't fall out. It will hold it up snug into the harness. There'll be a lot less play. So this collection of O-rings is awesome. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it goes from 1.2 inches, 1.48 inches, 1.74, 1.97, 2.22, and 2.5. So what I would do is to take, if you had like an inch and three quarter toy, well, you're going to take the 1.74 so that, you know, it's just tight enough to where it holds it really, really firm. If you have a 2-inch toy, you can use the 1.97. If you have a 1-inch toy, you can use the 1.2. Get it, right? So I'm all excited about these, partly because they're silicone, so they're totally sterilizable, but partly because it makes your harness so freaking customizable for those people who have a lot of toys, and goodness knows I have a lot of toys. So now let's talk about a really interesting thing that we found there. This is made by Vibratex, which is a pretty decent company, and they make this new thing called, are you ready? Bubble Love. Okay, so any women listening out there, you might be able to relate. In my years as a woman, I have done all kinds of different types of, I don't even know how to phrase it. I have put my body into all kinds of different positions, trying to maneuver myself so that a spray of water was on my clitoris. When I was younger, I actually used to take the shower head off. I would screw the whole freaking thing off so that it was just a stream of water coming down. You know, and I was like the teenager that was locked in the bathroom for a long time. So the stream of water coming down, and then I would, you know, position my body so it was coming down on my clit, and it was awesome. I have been in hot tubs where I have hoisted my legs up over up the top of the deck and, you know, put my lady bits right up against the jets. I've done different stuff like that. So, yes, I think there's a fair amount of women who know what water can do. And, of course, there is the shower massager. Yes, it's almost as good as a boyfriend when I was younger. So this is called Bubble Love. Same premise, we're using water here, but this is totally designed to use in a bathtub. You could use it in a hot tub too, but what it does is it creates a stream of water and bubbles that is directly, you know, that can be directed to your clitoris. And it also has an attachment that is, you know, phallic-shaped for those who like penetration as well. It's got a cool handle on it so you can hold it and, like, direct it the way you want. It does have to have a minimum amount of water in the tub, like a certain number of inches, so that you can get the water and the bubbles at the same time. And if it's too deep, then it offers a float, which can let the device float while you're using it. So there's this video. Again, I'm going to post the video up on the blog, just like the other video I talked about earlier. I'm going to embed it so you guys can watch it there. And it has a suction cup on the bottom of it. So for the smooth tub people, you can get that baby and put it exactly where you want it and, you know, suction cup it to the bottom and you are off and running. So what are the other cool things about it besides just that it creates this lovely stream of water and bubbles to stimulate your clitoris without you having to have a shower massager, without you needing to put your body in awkward positions to access the stream of water? It is actually a non-mechanical way to deliver stimulation because what it's using to get you off is water and air. So it talks about how repeat sessions are more pleasurable because you don't have any kind of irritation because of mechanical means, because it's not a mechanical type of stimulation, meaning that there's actually no physical contact. And so it purports to make repeated orgasms easier to have because you don't get oversensitive. It has a lithium ion battery, so it's rechargeable, which is way cool. It says it's going to operate about an hour on a full battery charge. And if you believe the testimonials, because it looked pretty cool, women are saying that they get off really quick with this thing. Now, that's always a very subjective statement because who knows, these women might get off fairly easy anyway. But if that's one of your favorite ways to have an orgasm is the sensation of water, if you like had a long-term relationship with your shower head massager, this might be the toy for you. Supposedly, it's unrecognizable as a sex toy if you just leave it out. Nobody's really going to know what it is. So that's a really cool thing, too. It is decently sizable, as you can imagine. So it's an interesting thing. I can't wait to hear more about it and see how people like it. Like I say, the reviews are great, but I haven't tried it myself yet. I'd love to. The dildo option, which they give a cute name to, the Dilly, is optional. You don't have to have that. You can just have the massager itself and without the dildo attachment. But if you do like penetration, they offer that. So it's a pretty cool thing. As they say, bath time will never be the same. So if you're one of those women that does like internal penetration and you purchase the Dilly option, we are offering a free Uber Lube, which is silicone lube, which is the best lube to use underwater because it still works like a charm. Okay, what's next here? Oh, I wanted to talk about lube because one of my favorite lube companies is Sliquid. Sliquid, Sliquid. Part of the reason I really like them is because they put nothing but the best ingredients in their lubes. They really don't compromise. At the same time, I have some pretty exacting needs in terms of pegging. There are some people who enjoy using a silicone lube for anal sex or for pegging because, as we now know, if you have the highest quality silicone lube and the highest quality silicone toy, you're fine. You're good to go. They don't react to each other. It's when either of those have been compromised and they're not highest quality that you have a problem. So anyway, some people enjoy silicone lube for anal. I don't like it at all. I like something that's got more substance to it. I want something that's kind of creamy or gel-like. And Sliquid does make Sassy, which is what they call their specifically anal lube. It is a clear gel. It's pretty good. It's not bad. I did find that I had to reapply it more regularly. So Tiffany sent in a request as to what kind of lube would be the best for my specific needs to the Sliquid people. And they replied and said, actually, their Silk line would be the best. Now, as I understand it, their Silk line is 88% water-based and only 12% silicone. So actually one of the things that they say is even the slightly lower quality silicone toys don't have a problem with it because there's so little silicone in it. But the combination of the two really makes what I'm looking for. And so I've got a little bottle of that coming to me. I'm going to give it a try first thing I have a chance, which is like dipping into my social life here, but no more details on that. The other thing that is coming in the mail for me is there is a company that is a new kid on the block for dual density dildos. So far, the only quality dual density dildos that we have had, skin-like, you know, realistic type, are the O2 line, which Tantus makes, and the Vixen Creations Vixkin line. Those are the best. Those are the only ones that pass all of the tests. And there is the article I wrote that I will link to about skin-like dildos. So, new kid on the block. This is made by a company called Blush Novelties. Blush Novelties is kind of a medium company. They certainly don't make the most awful crap in the world, like the jelly toys and the phthalate-filled stuff. But they do sell PVC stuff and some of the stuff that isn't my favorite because it's porous. However, they have come out with a new line of dildos that they call Nude, and they are platinum-cured silicone dual density. The coolest thing about them is two things. One is that they're lower priced, so I really want to make sure that they are truly platinum-cured silicone. I mean, I'm tempted to take a match to it. I really am. That is the flame test, is silicone, right? If it's really silicone, it's not going to burn. The other thing is, though, about these toys is that they have the base of them is molded in a way that creates a totally cool suction cup. Okay, so you can use it on the side of the shower. You can use it anywhere that will hold a suction cup. So there are dildos out there where I get requests for dildos with suction cups, okay? And there, you've seen the kind where they have a sort of a separate one. It's sort of a suction cup that's thinner and kind of plastic and attached to the base of it. That looks not only kind of uncomfortable, but sort of weird to have the base of the dildo, if you're wearing it in a harness anyway. Obviously, the base of that dildo is going to be away from your skin a good quarter, maybe even half inch. So that doesn't look comfortable to me at all. And incorporating a suction cup in the base of the dildo is brilliant. I mean, some of Vixen Creation dildos have that on the base, but not all of them. So these new dual density ones, which is called the Nude line, they have that on the base. And I got one coming in the mail, and I'm going to try it out. And I think I will take some fire to it just to see what, you know, see what I find out. It's hard to trust companies unless their entire premise is body safe, non-toxic. They tell us it's platinum cured silicone. Yeah. So here we are. We are a body safe, totally non-toxic online boutique. And we're going to offer these nude. We don't have them yet, but we're going to offer the nudes from Blush Novelties. So I think I owe it to you guys to do the flame test, right? You know, as an aside, I was answering a question once on Reddit where this guy, he wrote in and he said, so what's the procedure or what is the sort of the thing to do when you have a breakup and you have all these cool sex toys? Because, I mean, you know, we've got beautiful silicone dildos, we got the harness, and, you know, what are you supposed to do with these things? Is the person who paid for them supposed to keep them because she and I sort of split the cost on that? Or is it just better to give her the toys, or do we just, you know, have a big bonfire in the backyard? Well, I had to laugh at the last part of that because I thought to myself, and I wrote in the response, in my comment, okay, if you're buying good toys, they're not going to burn, dude. You're going to be sitting there and you're going to create a fire and you're going to throw your dildos in and they're just going to sit there, which is totally awesome. So, yes, but I owe you guys a flame test when I get one. So that's in the mail as well. All I need, right, is some guy to step up and volunteer to be my toy tester. All right, I don't want you guys all to call in and volunteer to be my toy tester. That's not what I need right now. But I will let you know the results of testing out that new lube because I'm excited about that. That was a cool recommendation from Slickwood, and they are one of my favorite companies. They have organic lubes, they have flavored lubes, and they have a bunch of stuff. So, going to try out that, going to try out the new dual density, and I'll let you know how it goes. Okay. All right, we are done. And I'm going to have just a ton of links for you guys. I'm actually going to try and get links to all of those different podcast apps, the different choices that we went over in the beginning. And I'm going to have links to just about every single thing I talked about today, except for that dual density dildo. I want to check that one out first before I put it up. You can leave your... Oh, and if you decide to go shopping, please don't forget that coupon code Ruby. Get 20% off your order, and any order over $100 ships for free. So you can leave your questions and stories at 805-500-6544. And I want to mention at this point, since I just read the phone number, if you're actually expecting me to pick up the phone, that doesn't happen. This is a question line. And I try and answer all the questions, but, you know, more and more I'm getting into other things, and so I'm not being able to answer as many of them. So if you've left questions and I haven't answered, I do apologize. I'm trying to get to them, but, you know, there's only so much time, and I'm only going to be able to answer so many. You can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer. I have a Facebook page and a profile as well. You can visit both of those. They're both very public. You can subscribe to my blog, which has like the sexy pictures and stuff that never show up in my podcast. And if you could go to iTunes, even though iTunes, as the other guy mentioned so succinctly, sucks dick, and rate my podcast, that would be most appreciated. And let's see, what else? I think we're good. You can also write me, of course, at ruby@peggingparadise.com. And I am so appreciative of you all for listening. Thank you, and happy pegging to you all.